All right, at the end of this podcast, we have included something that I found that I meant to put on a previous podcast. It's the interview with Josh Gates from the Discovery Channel's show Expedition Unknown. Love this guy. Love all the stuff that they're doing this season. And you'll kind of hear a little bit about that after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
So singable.
Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Is there a podcast? Surely, right?
There has to be a podcast. If there's not a podcast, that is... A huge waste of everything. I tried to do a podcast way back when called Pottycast, and it wouldn't let me do it because of...
It's too dumb.
No, my whole plan was I was... I'll tell you my plan.
I already know the plan.
No, but I tried to reserve a Facebook page and all that, but Facebook wouldn't let me have the word potty in my page
explain the idea, though.
The idea was I was going to just go to... go to random bathrooms, mm-hmm. like public restrooms, and do a podcast in there and just talk to people.
Wow.
So sometimes...
And be like, hey, I'm doing a podcast, and it's we do this thing, you know, and I'm sitting here, and so what's your name?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, well... What's going on? I don't know. I thought it would be fun.
Facebook for the win, I'd say. Thank you, Facebook.
It would have been a great thing. I have a new goal. Well, it's not a new goal. It's an old goal that I forgot about. It's Greg. He was squealing he was so happy.
Greg who?
I don't know. Some guy who called our show.
It's Greg.
It's Greg.
That's Greg.
Like we were all supposed to know.
I know. Why'd you do that?
It's Greg's squeal of happiness.
Do you see there's a cyber attack? Are you done with all your stuff?
Yes.
There's a cyber attack. Do you see this?
No. Always a cyber attack.
Well, true. This one has happened this morning. Cyber attack, breaking news, disrupted multiple hospitals and healthcare facilities across several U.S. states, causing emergency rooms to be closed down and ambulances to be diverted to other facilities.
What?
I mean, this is how... Mm-hmm. This is another country or ourselves even testing waters to see what they can get in and do, what happens. Sometimes they just want to see what our reaction is.
If you ever hear the terms black hat and white hat, black hat is the bad guys, white hat are our guys, but everybody has the people wearing the hats, the hackers. Yeah. And so, yeah, we have ours that literally probe ourselves to see what is vulnerable.
Yeah.
And then we also probe their stuff, and they do ours, and it's such a mess. We have been at war online forever, since this whole thing started.
It's all started. Yeah.
Every day. I used to – remember I wanted to put the attack map in the studio?
On the studio.
So there's a map that shows you all of the cyber attacks in real time, basically. And you can see who's getting hit with what and all that kind of stuff. It's fascinating.
It's really cool. Mm.
It looks like little missiles going back and forth all across. And I wanted
non-stop.
To have it. Yeah, I'm putting that in here. It would look great right there.
Where?
Like right there. I just want to set it up right there and I'll have it. And it's going to be, it's going to be good.
Man, if that oils your crank... Then you do it.
It's cool looking.
There you go. I was talking to Zach, my old son. He's into coding, and that's what he wants to do for a living. And he was talking about hacking and things. And he said, you know, one of the best defended products is an Apple product. He said iPhones are almost impossible to break into. I was like, well, that's good to know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I wanted him to break into someone's phone for me. He couldn't do it.
Carson and I are looking at the real-time cyber threat
map. Yeah, what
map.
Is the site?
This is cybermap.kaspersky.com.
Okay.
You could do, cyber attack map.
Yeah,
and
I cyber map.
But it's crazy.
Yeah,
and Monkey does that. What, Monkey Works?
He does. Is that who does this?
No. He uses – there's several sites that do this, and he uses a different one.
It's so insane. I really want that. like just floating in the background somewhere so people can always watch it. It's we're so vulnerable to all kinds of stuff. Whatever passwords you have, if you've used it for any website whatsoever, it's basically been hacked and pwned or owned or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
Have you done the Have I Been Pwned website?
No.
No.
What is that?
Y'all haven't done that?
What is pwned?
Okay, like P, you know, like the old meme, you've been pwned. Yeah. Instead of owned, somebody way back when tried to say, you've been owned, and they typed a P instead of an O.
Oh, okay.
And then it became a thing.
Oh.
So if you do like owned but replace the O with a P, haveibeenpwned.com, you can actually look and see. Use it. You put in your email address and it says, yes, your stuff from this site have all been out there. Here's what they got. And you need to make sure that you change your passwords again for those sites. The good news in my life is that I never remember my password, and I don't
you change them all. The
and
time.
I don't use like a system, I guess. Or it, so
you were
I'm
trying to get a password to this morning, yeah, for something.
I change passwords for stuff all the time. So lucky for me. Whoa, what is going on right now?
Oh, what happened?
What is going
it's like
on?
Tron.
I was about to say it's like the old time Tron.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is happening? Something big time.
This is like some VR ride we're on.
What?
What's happening?
I don't know. We just got locked into some really weird virtual reality world on this.
Yeah, some major
attack
site.
Maybe it got attacked. I don't know.
Wow.
The cyber attack site got hacked.
But anyway, yeah. So, yeah. Go and check that site out. Haveibeenpwned.com. And you can do it. Like, I had to reset a Peloton thing. I was paying for a Peloton membership, $44 a month, that I haven't had a Peloton in over a year, and I'm like, you find stuff constantly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I have that? I've been paying that? Sad. It's very sad.
Well, that's why I put alerts on all my accounts, so any charge on any credit card I have or anything in my bank account, I get the alerts for. Yeah. So that way I can immediately be like, no!
It's happening it's again.
Not me.
We're looking at Germany. Getting attacked right now. Oh, this is crazy. Again, I have to turn this off because I'm going to get lost and I won't be able to talk with you guys at all. Me and Greg will be over here squealing. Oh, it's happening again.
So did you get everything? Well, you don't know you haven't, but you're working on your new house. Up again, new house. You closed on that this week.
Man, it's been one thing after another. It's
brand new, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's brand new. And with that comes brand new stuff. Like they had to change a window out because it didn't meet codes. You have to be able to have an egress, like in other words, a way to get out of the house from, you know, all the bedrooms. You have to have a window that opens, and they didn't, so they had to change it out. Well, they changed it, and they forgot to put the insulation back into the wall. Not everybody has a thermal camera, but I do. And so,
Bubba.
What did they say when you whipped out a thermal camera?
Laughed. They just laughed. So, yeah, they had to go and put new insulation in. And then I went back with the thing and they missed a couple spots. So they had to go back and put more insulation
good
in.
Good for you.
But they just finished that.
I know, but good for you. I'm glad.
So, yeah.
You're so on top of it.
Yeah, it's good. Thermal camera. I got it on Amazon Prime Day for $128. And it saved me a massive headache down the road.
Sure did.
When I buy a place, you're going to come walk through my final inspection. I'm bringing Bubba.
That's been going on. My air conditioner is not, I don't know if it's the AC or the thermostat. It's not working. I don't know what's going on with that. They're coming to do that. And then the cabinets, because it's new construction, there were some things they have to go back and fix. They forgot to paint the trim on the bottom and all where it meets the floor. And so there's just a bunch of stuff that should have been done ahead of time that I'm kind of shocked wasn't done at closing, but, you know, it's there. They forgot to bring my key to closing. So I sign all the papers, wire all the money, and then I'm like, do I get a key? Oh, yeah, well, yeah. So I had to go run across town to go pick up a key. I'm like, okay, cool. But anyway, it wasn't my people. It was the builders. And
they didn't run it to you?
No. Well, they could have, but I'd have had to wait like several hours. I had stuff set to deliver
day of.
So I've got furniture and all this other stuff that's been coming in and out.
Oh, you know, if that happens to me, you know what comes out? Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I go from the smiley, shiny person before you into straight up Connecticut sour. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no pleasing me.
I had a brief moment of that, and then I pulled myself back into it. I was like, oh, okay, I got to calm down. But I was basically saying, you know, if you guys weren't ready, you should have delayed closing because, you know, here mm-hmm. I am trying to move in,
yeah.
and I've got people, like, they had people coming in to fix, you know, do the final paint on that wall they replaced because they had to put a door in. They're over at the house last night. They do all the work. Everything's good. They leave. Everything's fine. About an hour later, I'm like, I hear crickets. So I go walk in that room. The window is wide open, and there's no screen on it.
Right.
I'm like, you know, just shut the window.
Do you not have screens?
No.
Oh.
No. That's extra. I have to pay extra for screens.
Okay.
I'm going to go get some cheesecloth and just put it over there, scotch tape it. And then I don't have window treatments. That's another thing. So
my bathroom. You don't even think about.
Yeah, my bathroom, it's so bad because, like, there's this big window right next to my shower. And if you're standing in the shower, you can see directly to the big main intersection. So I had to go and I went and stopped and bought poster board and put poster board up with literally scotch tape just so I can have some privacy and take a shower.
Very clever. That was clever of you to get poster board.
Well, I was like, what can I do? Can I put a towel up and do a couple things? And the poster board seemed to be a better solution because they're not going to be able to come and measure the windows because they're all these wonky sizes until Monday. So, yeah. Then I had the TV guys putting the stuff up on the wall, and it's good. I talked to a guy, by the way, D, who can get you set up if you want to add some cameras to your place. To run your own security, like camera system and all that, that's accessible anywhere for a couple $100.
Yeah.
And he does all the install and all that.
Yeah. Nowadays, that stuff's gotten to be so cheap.
Yeah.
It's just basically stuff that you can do on your own nowadays.
Right. I'm going to let him do it so it's done right. If I do it on my own, I'll screw it up. Right.
No, you won't. Of all things, I believe in you. That. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you see that? Salamanca, what's his name? Tio from Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah, he died.
What?
Yeah, the guy in the wheelchair ringing the bell.
Hector?
Hector, yeah.
Hector.
Yeah, he died. 83.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even get the references.
You come to find out later, spoiler, in Better Call Saul, that they mess with his heart medication with the idea of killing him, but instead it just, whatever befalls him, he can't speak anymore, so he uses a little bell to communicate. And yep. And it's the most ominous thing.
Oh, he's the best character.
So good.
Is it like, is he doing Morse code?
No. It's more that if you point to something, he'll ding for yes. Or they'll use a card with letters on it, and he'll... Like, when they get to E, he'll ding. But he also is like, he'll ding it to get somebody's attention. So at one point, he had heard, because he's still very, his brain's intact. He just can't speak, right? So
Or write, or his fingers are all,
the mobility is gone, but his brain is still sharp. So at one point, he overhears a plot to do something to his nephew. And the people who are plotting don't realize that he can understand them. And then the nephew comes in. The nephew's insane and just like kill people. And he's
going crazy like, hey.
Oh, it's so great.
Oh, it's so good.
I love like things like that. But I wish they'd have done, I forget what show it was. They did like all the, they had like the English speaking characters, you know, talking. And then like they had the Spanish speaking characters on the other side. And they were like talking and. But the best part is while you're watching the show, I don't speak Spanish. I'm very sad. They're talking about things, but something jumped out to me. And I went, wait, what? It was something about, it was like chicken, like he said pollo or something. I'm like, what's the chicken have to do with anything? So I went back and pulled out my little translate app and I put it next to the TV. And it was the funniest thing because everybody speaking Spanish on the show was making fun of the show. Like, it was a total inside joke from the cast and crew that they were making fun of their own show, tongue in cheek. And the only people who would ever get the joke were people who could speak Spanish. Hmm. And I'm like, that's really fun because it was a serious show. Mm. Like, it might have been like an NCIS or something like that. I don't know what the show was, but I was like, this is the funniest, coolest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's no Bell.
No, I mean, look.
But I was thinking, like, if they did Morse code, they could, like, ding, like, some other words, like, you know, calling people words or names or whatever.
Yeah, but no, Hector, he played really such an intimidating villain with just his facial expressions and a bell.
Oh, he was the bad guy.
He was part of the bad guy team. Okay. Well, I mean, everybody in Breaking Bad is bad, but he's scary bad. He's like cartel bad.
Yeah, yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, I know, right?
Better Call Saul is so good, too.
So good.
Yeah, Better Call Saul gets all the attention, but, man, Better Call Saul, I mean, Breaking Bad gets all the attention, but
I've seen a lot of people that argue Better Call Saul. I would argue, too, that it's better.
Because it's smarter.
And you also get the humor in it. Like, Saul provided the humor in Breaking Bad, but there's almost not enough of him. And it's so much more when you see when you get out from the underbelly of the cartel to, like, the big fancy lawyers that you see the juxtaposition. And the character of Saul or Jimmy is just so, like, he's so funny and he's so fun and he's just so underhanded. But I think it brings a whole different light to it.
Could I, because I've never watched Better Call Saul because I never watched Breaking Bad. I watched, like, 5 episodes and checked out. And everybody always says, oh, watch the first 5 and you're good, or first 3. I got to 5 and I was done. Could I watch Better Call Saul without watching Breaking Bad? Will I still enjoy the show, or is it because of the callbacks that makes it entertaining?
No, you'd still enjoy it.
You'd still enjoy it. The callbacks make it fun for fans, but it's not necessary to have seen. It's only, I think, when you get to the back half of the final season, which they still do a good job of filling in. Now we fast forwarded to present why Saul is on the run, what he did in Breaking Bad to do that. But they kind of fill it in. You still get the backstory. Okay. So, no, I mean, I think Better Call Saul is way more. I mean, I love Breaking Bad, too, but I just think Better Call Saul is so well done.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do, too.
It's just perfect.
I think it's a better done show, honestly. Yeah.
I might try to watch that then because I was looking for some shows to become my show, my new thing.
So do you understand the premise of it?
No, I have no idea. He's a lawyer?
Yeah, he's the lawyer. So did you see Breaking Bad? Oh, you didn't see it.
I told you, like 5 episodes. Yeah.
All right, so he's the lawyer in Breaking Bad. He's like a corrupt lawyer. He's, you know, he knows they're selling drugs. He's just, you know, whatever. Blah, blah.
He's just getting his, he
knows the law very well to work it for them. It just happens to be his clients are bad guys.
So he's the lawyer, like the defense lawyer for all the drug dealers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll like it, man. Yeah.
And it's fun?
Better Call Saul can be fun and funny. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. It's really good.
They I had to, for the music industry, radio, whatever, I had to be part of some, it's not fantasy football, it was like fantasy music. I had to pick artists and records and stuff for the year and see how they play. And it's like fantasy football and you have it all together. And they're like, we need you to come up with fun names for your teams. And apparently you were supposed to pick, you were supposed to be like funny with music tie-ins. And I just, because I was so into Better Call Saul at the time as a final season, and you won't get this reference, but D will. And so I called my team Chicago Sunroof. And people who see the show are like, wow, girl, that's kind of twisted. And everybody else was like, what is that? And I had to be like, oh, it's a Better Call Saul thing. And yeah, and it's kind of, it's an infraction.
Chicago Sunroof.
Yeah, don't Google it.
So but if I see the show,
if you
then
see
I'll
the show,
it.
You'll get it. You'll get it. But, and that was why I was so into the show that it never even dawned on me I should try to, oh, I should make this music related. I was like, no, I'm so waiting on every episode of Better Call Saul because I think it was Monday nights. I lived for Monday nights for that final season.
Okay.
One of the writers on the show is a huge Monkees fan, so he used a Monkees song in both Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. And
the same song?
Nope. Mm-mm. No, in Breaking Bad, it's an upbeat, like, really, it really went with the, it was the train scene, D, where they're taking the chemical out of the train and refilling it with water. It's a very high pressure situation.
But
in Better Call Saul, it was very sad, very thoughtful. And they used Tapioca Tundra, and Mike Nesmith had just died. And I tweeted at the writer and I'm like, thanks for breaking my heart. And he liked it.
Aww.
So, yeah. Yeah, because not many people were like, oh, that's Tapioca Tundra from the Monkees. Yeah, there's not a lot of us.
I don't know that song.
No, nobody does, so.
Huh. Okay.
But I even like that they're really clever with the music, and the colors all mean something, and there's foreshadowing and the way people stand. Like, it's just so well done. Just brilliant television.
Made me think of a band name, though. Mm. Whenever, I don't know what just hit me, but Selfies with Miranda, I think would be a great, like, punk band. Like, wouldn't that be
that
nice?
Is a good name.
I think it was your Chicago Sunroof thing. Yeah. So I went, that's kind of a cool band name.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably is a band name if that show's been around for a while and all that. Surely there's a band called Chicago Sunroof.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure somebody did that, but yeah. It's kind of like...
Oh! Well, I now know
what it is. Yeah, you do.
I now know what it is.
But it's like when Fall Out Boy came out.
Yeah.
And if you watched The Simpsons long enough, you knew what Fall Out Boy was.
Wow. I still can't find a band named this.
Yeah, that's probably just as well, because it's not the most Googleable term in terms of good things.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right.
It's something Jimmy gets arrested for, and that's why
it's funny.
Better Call
Saul. I'm going to watch. Oh, and that's the guy from Nobody. No?
What?
D,
who's the guy?
You know Nobody, right? I don't know. The guy from this better, that's the Saul guy?
Bob Odenkirk?
Yeah, he's the guy from Nobody.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
the
same guy.
Yes, that movie.
Yeah,
yes,
I love Nobody.
He got that movie because of Better Call Saul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I thought he got the movie just because he knew people.
No, and he did Mr. Show. He and David Cross are like best friends. And...
He did that Thumb Batman. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
He did. It's like Batman, but instead of using puppets, they used their thumbs and they drew faces on their thumbs and they acted.
There's
it's the same guy. I'm like,
there's a death in Better Call Saul, and it was very shocking to the fans, and it was very like nobody was prepared for it. Nobody saw it coming. Mm-hmm. And later that week, I was at a concert, and the actor who had been killed off was at the show. And I literally ran into him. Like, I was turning to go get a drink or something, and he just, like, plowed into me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, hi, I'm so sorry you died.
Was he nice?
He's like, oh, my gosh, what's your name? I'm like, hi, I'm Carson. I'm really sorry you died. And he's like, me too. I go, look, dude, just so you know, I don't know how much you're on Reddit, but everybody's talking about how much they love you. He's like, I'm so sad that it happened, but, man, I got to tell you, you didn't see it coming. And I'm like, none of us did.
No,
and I'm like,
I did
oh,
not.
It was just, he was so, so sweet, so nice. He would start asking me questions about me. And I'm like, sir, you don't care. That's nice, but I'm going to leave you alone to go be a good looking actor. Have at it. Go enjoy your evening, sir.
So I would like to apologize. Bob Odenkirk is not the guy who did the thumb thing. That was Steve Odenkirk. I'm like, how am I supposed to know the difference? Odenkirk or Odenkirk?
Yeah.
But he did Thumb Wars, The Phantom Cuticle, The God Thumb, which is like The Godfather, Bat Thumb, Franken Thumb, The Blair Thumb, Thumb Tanic, Thumb Wars, like Star Wars.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know anything about this guy, but he seems pretty much like somebody I want to hang out with.
The thumb guy or?
The thumb guy, okay. Yeah. I mean, who makes movies with thumbs? I mean, that's great. Okay. Or not. Big D's like, just quiet.
I mean, I've already checked out. Yep. So I'm dealing with other things. Yeah. Who we have on the end of the podcast?
Some guy named Josh Gates. Remember I was saying it at the beginning?
No, I don't
Expedition,
remember that's why I asked.
Oh, you weren't even paying attention, were you?
No.
Expedition Unknown, Discovery Channel. If you're watching on YouTube, sorry, you don't get to watch it because... it doesn't exist on the end of this podcast, but I think it's actually on our channel, so you can go and find it there. But for those of you who are listening on a podcast app, you get to hear it. And Greg's thrilled. So you can do that. That's coming up right after this closing jingle that we're going to hit now. Anything else anybody wants to add?
Nope.
Subscribe, like, share, tell all your friends.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Calling the real life Indiana Jones. Josh Gates is from Expedition Unknown on the Discovery Channel. Hey, Josh. Good morning to you, brother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Good, good. Hey, so we're talking about, Bubba and I were sitting there talking. Did you actually, is there a Goonies thing? Did you actually go look for the Goonies
treasure?
Treasure. Is that for a real deal? Is that
no, but it is something we've talked about, funny enough. There is a legend about a Spanish galleon off the Oregon coast. There is evidence of a Spanish wreck up there, a ship called the Beeswax wreck. And we have talked about doing a show on it over the years, but we've never done it. So
I think
maybe
be great.
You're putting good karma out there in the world for us to go do a TV show.
Well, yes. Especially since aren't they rebooting the Goonies movie? So why not go ahead and do it as a tie-in?
Yeah, maybe you can get one of the guys or something.
I know. They've talked about doing something else with the Goonies for years. I hope it happens. I am like many other people of my age, a Goonies fanatic, so I would love to see that.
Hey, what is something that like you discovered and you like you had a real like moment? Like you're like, oh my gosh, this happened.
Yeah, I mean there've been a number of those over the years. One that jumps out to me is we've done a few shows at a Maya mega city in the jungles of Guatemala called El Mirador, and we use LIDAR technology, which is a laser scanning technology from a helicopter, to image an entire temple complex and a pyramid that nobody had seen in centuries. And so standing there looking at this data and realizing, hey, at these coordinates right here, there is a lost pyramid. That's just an incredible feeling, you know, of discovery. And this season on the show, there are a lot of moments like that. You know, tonight we're looking for these two lost ships in Lake Superior, a really incredible story of these two missing minesweepers. And we make some incredible discoveries there that really kind of made my jaw drop. And there are a lot of shows like that where we come face to face with something lost.
I love the show because like I got into it really heavy during the lockdowns. And the whole secret thing just enthralled me and my son. We were like, we ordered the little book. And we were going to go and travel and try to figure out the thing. And then everybody else started finding them.
It's, you know, the secret for those who know is it's like this maddening treasure hunt that was released about 40 years ago. And this guy buried these treasure boxes all over the country. And he buried 12 of them, and 3 of them have been found now. So there's still 9 out there. But I would caution anyone that it is a real rabbit hole to go down. Many people have lost their minds trying to find these treasure boxes. So,
oh, wow.
You know.
So it's a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's a real deal, huh?
It's kind of like it was a game that was designed. The boxes don't contain, you know, immeasurable wealth. They have these little ceramic keys in them, and if you find one of the ceramic keys, you can turn it in for a gemstone. It's not going to be enough to retire off of, but it's a kind of a bragging rights game. And the guy who designed it thought that these boxes would all be found within a year or two, and it's been almost 40 years now, and 9 of them have still not been found.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
It's kind of like geocaching, kind of, in a way.
It really was. It was like the precursor.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh Gates is with us. It is the new season of Expedition Unknown. It's underway on the Discovery Channel.
And it's underwater on the Discovery Channel, too, because he was in the Kush King's flooded tomb. What was that all about, dude?
It was the most dangerous diving I've ever done. Folks can check out the episode. It's on Max as well as Discovery Plus. But we dove into a pyramid in Sudan that's been flooded. The rising Nile water has flooded this pyramid, and so all the tunnels and chambers are completely underwater, pitch black, with zero visibility.
Mm-mm.
So,
nope.
Very unsettling diving to go inside that tunnel.
Do you think there's still treasure still down in there that's to be found?
I think, no question, there's still objects in there. The real question is whether the pharaoh, or the king, I should say, that the tomb was built for, is still there, and we show in the episode the first evidence that, in fact, his human remains are probably still inside the pyramid. So it's a really, really exciting episode.
Hey, did the Noah's Ark ever get discovered? Like, I remember seeing things back in, like, I don't know, the 90s maybe, and then it kind of went away.
No, there's this long-standing story about wreckage of the Ark in Turkey, in far eastern Turkey. It's in a very difficult, inaccessible place. We've talked over the years about doing a show on it. It's been pretty well demonstrated by people who've gone to that location that they can't really find evidence of something there. It's basically a satellite photo that got a lot of people excited about it. But no, that's one of those stories that, you know, kind of sits out there as a great a great myth from our past, and this question of where is the intersection between faith and history. And, you know, we have shows, we're doing a show on a lost biblical city from the time of Jesus and the apostles. That is certainly was a historical place, and archaeologists have been trying to find it for centuries.
Is that the Caperna Sea of Galilee episode?
Yeah, that's right. It's a city called Bethsaida that's on the shores. It was on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and it's a place mentioned in the Gospels as a place where Jesus preached, but also performed miracles. It's where he was observed to have walked on water and multiplied the loaves and fishes. And so, but people have not known where this place is located. There are two archaeological sites that have been discovered that are kind of competing for the claim that they're the real lost city of the apostles. And so. Our show is about going out there, meeting those archaeologists, seeing what they've found, and trying to figure out if we can determine whether this city has been located or not.
Dude, this is your job.
I know. What a dude. What a guy. Josh Gates, the season is underway, Expedition Unknown on Discovery Channel. And, dude, we appreciate the time and love to have you back on any other time.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you so much. All the best, guys. We'll chat soon.
Take care. See you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.